What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Screen there, friend of the show, one of my favorites to talk to every year, Coach Frank Martin, the UMass Minute Men. Hit you up there, and of course, Coach Martin, how is life up there in Massachusetts, my man?
Oh, brother, I've been down south for 10 years before I got back up here, man. It's going great. You know, we're trying to build a program we've had up to this point, a pretty good year. We're battling. We're really young. Got 8 freshmen. Got, you know, 10 new guys on our team, and which is kind of, you know, you used to tell somebody we got 10 new guys. Everybody would be like, oh my God, that's like everybody now. We all got 10 new guys. I'm having a great time. I'm coaching ball, and I've got a fun team. My staff is – everyone on my staff except one guy played for me at one time of their careers. So I'm around some guys that they believe in what I teach and they believe in what I stand for, and I believe in what they stand for. So it makes it a whole lot of fun.
Coach Gordon, man, talk about when having 10 new guys, man, getting young men to buy into their roles, buy into the culture, buy into what's good for the team and not what's good for themselves all the time.
It's hard. You know, it's hard. It's just, and it's part of society with social media. Everything's so me driven. How many clicks can I get? How many likes can I get? Everything that that age group does is all based on individual attention. And then we want to blame them. It's not their fault. It's what they know. So, you know, it takes time. I used to have no patience for that kind of stuff. Now I've got, that's where I've developed patience is getting guys to comprehend, like as they go through their journey, man, it's no one signed you up to be on a team sport. You signed up yourself. Yes, when you're sir. In a team sport, man, it's about us. And, and getting guys to comprehend that journey, which goes against basically everything they've done, and the adults in their lives in the world of basketball. It's so in, you know, they care about player rankings. Man, we didn't care about player rankings back in the day. We just wanted to not get left out at the park when it was time to play. Ain't no one care whether you were the number one player, number eight player. Like, help us win this pickup game or else you ain't getting back on the court. And, you know, but we've created a world now where it's all this player ranking and individual attention. And then we turn around and blame them when that's all they know. It's not their fault. So, you know, we've got to be patient as we try to figure all that stuff out.
No doubt, Coach Martin, like I said, you said, man, being in Atlanta, you know how you said it, man. I just wanted to get out there and play ball. I didn't care who was the best. As long as I could get some touches, make it on this court, get some buckets, it was cool. I didn't care about no rankings. Instead, it worked out for me, Coach. Look where I am today, man.
Yeah, it's like no one gave us free shoes to go play in some tournament in another city. You went to the park, man, and you play with the fellas from your neighborhood amongst each other. And every once in a while, you went to another park and played against the fellas from that neighborhood. And if you didn't cut it with the fellas in your neighborhood, they weren't let you play when you played the guys in the other neighborhood. And you know, and like I just told one of my players today, like, ain't no coach ever taught me my role. My role was taught to me by my older guys I played with. If I took a shot I wasn't supposed to shoot, they say, yo, man, you shoot that again, we're going to pop you in the head. You know, if your man scored, like, yo, get off the court. You can't play today. You know, it's now like got 16-year-olds saying, what's my role? Man, your role is to show up and do what I ask you to do. That's what your role is.
No doubt.
And, you know, but we'll get there. It's all part of the world that we live in. That's where patience has to come in. Because that used to be my response. Well, that's not can't be my response anymore, because these kids don't comprehend that. So my response there has to show them how the roles are created, not by me telling them what to do and not to do. And you know, that's the journey. Let's all be the best version of who we are every single day and be consistent.
No doubt, Coach Moran. That's something that young men that age really need to understand is being consistent. No, that was something my dad always told me. He's like, try to be better the next day. At least excel and be consistent in what you do. And I told you before, Coach, I didn't have the best handler in the world, but I could shoot and defend and I hustle. Those things can travel. So my dad purposely taught me stuff. Hey, while you're a football player at first, but on basketball court, you shoot, defend, and rebound and hustle. You'd be on the floor. And I was on the floor because of those things, Coach, because my dad taught me to excel at what I'm good at.
Well, that's the difference between individuals and team sports. If you're in boxing or wrestling, if you get in your feelings, you get laid out.
Mm-hmm.
You get in your feelings, you get laid out. Well, when you're in a team sport, if you get in your feelings, you're depriving your team from winning.
Yes.
And so teammates, coaches on team sports don't like people being in their feelings. And, you know, when you're in boxing, man, you ain't looking over your shoulder at a coach. You ain't looking at your teammates saying, man, you ain't got my back. No, man, it's you and that dude. And you know, same thing in tennis. You know, you yell into the stands all you want. You're the one hitting the ball. You get in your feelings, your emotions ain't going to let you hit the ball the right way. You know, and when you're in team sports, you got to get into the team's feelings. You can't be worried about missing a shot or making a shot or good things being said about you individually. It's about your team. And when you're in a team sport, your joy comes from elevating the people on your team. So how do you do that? You do that by being consistent every single day. Don't bring a different person in here. Don't bring different, today I want to shoot, tomorrow I want to rebound. No, man, bring the things that you can do every single day consistently. And when you learn to do that, then the team can trust you. Then your feelings get into the team. And then on days that you're not playing well individually, your team is still winning because of you being consistent. It makes you feel better. That's the beauty of team sports.
No doubt, Coach Martin. Coach Martin, you all played some a lot of close games this year, man. And I know you and I both know you can't put up into practice. You can simulate it to a degree, but it's not we had those referees and crowd of other fellas out there to really simulate those close games, man. So how has it been going through so many so early and getting guys prepared as we get to the point here, February and March are coming up.
Yeah, that's the world that when you got so many first-year players, you're going through all those experiences with them for the first time. Like, you know, back in the day when I had Thornwell and Carrera and all those guys at South Carolina, we'd been through it together for 3 years. I knew how they were going to handle the moment and the next day. I didn't have to, like, try to figure all that out. Dealing with so many first-year players, everything's new. Everything is, you know, me understanding how they're going to handle missing a free throw with the game on the line or not executing or missing a shot or how do they show up the next day when they feel like they didn't do their job the right way and we end up losing a one-point game. I got no, or you make the shot and then you come in the next day and you think you arrived and you don't want to do what you're being asked to do because it's the first time we go through it. So how do you manage all that? That's the thing that's difficult about this new world that we're in with so many first year players every day is and when you're in a league like ours right now, the Atlantic 10, every game's coming down to the last possession of the game. It's like not just our games across the league. I don't care who plays where. The top team number one and the team, whoever's the bottom team, they play. It's coming into the last media timeout. Every single game is being played to the last media timeout and to determine who wins and who loses. And it makes it really, really difficult.
Yeah, Coach Barr, that's why I feel like with it being so close to margins, those scouts you give the young men, discipline, having a game plan, discipline, the little things, 50-50 balls, get on the floor, hustling, figure blockouts, all those small things, the intangibles, would really matter when the game's this razor thin every night out.
Yeah, I say this story all the time. I'm going to pick on him because he's like a little brother to me. It's Michael Beasley. We get ready to play the first game he ever played in college basketball, and he was falling asleep in a scouting report meeting. And I stopped the meeting. I made him watch it standing up. And after the meeting, he comes up to me. He says, like, Coach, I've never done this before. I know I got to get better at this, but I've never done this before. And I said, and as you figure this out, you're going to realize how much easier it is to play basketball. Well, by the end of that was his freshman year. By the end of the season, now he was glued on that film. He knew where the double was coming from. He knew what people were trying to do to guard him so he can get to his spots and score. And then defensively, he knew, like, my man, like, if I'm guarding a big man that's playing on one side of the floor, but he likes to score from the other side of the floor, he knew, like, when he's down here, he's waiting for a screen so he can get over there. So he already knew what was coming. Player tendencies, wants to dribble right, wants to dribble left, or, you know, pull up jump shot going left, driving to the rim going right, whatever it may be. By the end of that year, he figured all that out. And so as the season went on, because the season gets harder, not easier. And his attention to detail, his talent, it's not like he became more talented. I mean, first game he ever played, he had 36 points, 22 rebounds. I mean, holy. But his talent was good, but he was able to continue to elevate how he played and elevate his team because he started to understand scouting reports and film and all those things. And that's the journey as a player, that it's comprehending that.
And Coach Martin, you have some guys with balanced scoring, man. You got this guy's averaging 7 points or more, four double figures. Talk about the ball moving and the ball popping, making sure the ball going from good to great shots and not nobody getting the disease of me taking bad shots and getting those shots holders, getting some transitions, no good reason.
Yeah, that's I hope I don't get myself in trouble with what I'm gonna say, but that's where the influence of the NBA has kind of poisoned our game a little bit. Because the guys that are making $40 million, they don't cut and screen anymore. At Golden State, they do, but most 90% of the teams, a guy making $40 million doesn't stand in the corner and he don't screen and he don't cut. He plays with the ball in his hands at the top of the key and everyone else stands around while they do what they got to do. Everyone sees that and that thing filters down. And now we're coaching like that in college and even in high school. And we're cheating players when we do that. You got to teach guys how to move, how to cut, how to play together. In the NBA, they got defensive rules, which makes it hard to help. And if you make it a one-on-one game, the most talented player usually wins. But we don't play one-on-one. We play five-on-five. And in college basketball, you have help side defense just like you do in high school basketball. So you got to move the defense. You got to make the defense open up. And getting kids to understand that concept right now is the hardest thing, because they all – they see the way that the NBA plays, and it's like, yo, I'm the guy with the ball in my hands. Why are you making me cut? I don't want to cut. Just give me the ball. That doesn't work in college. That doesn't work in high school, because the help side defense – when you play Michigan State or Purdue or one of those really good teams, at Dayton, the help side defense is in the paint. If you don't move the ball, they will sit in the paint. You're not getting any layups. And if you can't get layups or free throws, you don't win. So you got to move the defense. To move the defense, you got to make cuts, and you got to move and pass and move bodies to spread the defense out so then you can get inside of it. And that's the challenge, and that's we work really hard at that. And that's why you see the balance you see on our team, because we're not defined by one player. We play offense collectively. And as of yesterday, I don't know what it is today, we were leading the A-10 in scoring. We're averaging about 80 points a game. It's the balance that we have that makes us consistent and gives us a chance.
Coach Park, you're doing a good job on averaging 11 turnovers a game. And so I think you want to get that lower probably. This is not trying to make me lie balls. Let's try to keep them dead, make them dead balls or screens or something like that. Not the run out, you know, so about trying to limit them turnovers. You always got to touch the ball and making sure you value that basketball and not get some transition defense, man.
Yeah, it's a, you know, we all want to shoot threes, and you know, analytics. You know, people say analytics, you got to shoot more threes. Okay? Keep shooting threes without that ball moving and without the ball getting the paint first, and the other teams will be in a layup drill going the other way, and your team's not going to win. You know, it's the defense has to move. If you don't move the defense, then it becomes easier to defend. Defending's never easy, but it becomes easier to defend, which makes rebounding defensively even easier. So you got to move the defense to stress the defense. And when you stress the defense, then people are not as aggressive running at you. That's the challenge. And I'm lucky. The leading scorer in the history of K-State played for me. Second leading scorer in the history of South Carolina played for me. So, you know, player of the year in the Big 12 played for me. Player of the year in the SEC played for me. I say that because I let players play. I don't hold them back. We're leading the A-10 in scoring. How would we do that if I was holding people back? It's not what I do, but you got to play the right way on offense so your team has a chance to win.
No doubt, Coach Martin. For you, I'm asking about the rules in this year, man. The secondary defender not getting the charges anymore, Coach Martin. How did it change the way you teach defense now for his help side, now knowing that you can't get her to get the charges and cancel the lights now, and wall up for the best? Can't just take the chance anymore.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. When they told me the way the new charge rule was going to be portrayed and all that, I told them, I said, if you got an issue with people taking charges, that charge line that's in the lane, just move it further out. If the issue is people taking charges too close to the rim, then move the line further out. But, you know, it's it's everything is protect the offensive guy, protect the offensive guy, protect the offensive guy. And then the defense, nobody ever cares about protecting the defender. And, at the end of the day, we're all trying to win. And the game should not be designed for the team that has the most individual talent to win. This is not a one-on-one contest. The game should be designed for the best team on that night to win, however that you want to play. The game should not be played the same way by everybody. That Pete Carril became famous because his teams played differently on offense than everybody else. Virginia plays that pack line defense. It's awesome to watch Tony Bennett's team play because they play defense differently than everybody. My teams, we play defense differently than most teams, the way we try to defend. That's the beauty of our game, is that you can play different ways. And things that always got me thinking, I think we continue to create rules to kind of protect the talented players. And it shouldn't be about protecting individual players. It's about creating an environment where the best team can win.
no doubt, Coach Martin. I agree with you so much, man. I feel like you got to let guys have a chance to defend. You got to stop the ball. Like, I get you love offense, but defense is beautiful, too. Like, it's fun to be a two-sided game, not a one-way game. I feel like even in the NBA, the rules are just skewed towards scoring the basketball defensively. So I don't know how you get to defense when you got one hand tied behind your back already trying to defend somebody.
Hey, that's where analytics, it all sounds good. Well, your analytics are going to be good if I'm the guy playing defense. But now you put, I don't know, Kobe Bryant or somebody like that, you know, some person that was like a great defender out there, all of a sudden your analytics aren't going to be as good. Analytics are not tied to numbers or actions. Analytics are tied to the people you play against. And you know, that's the whole, you know, argument with analytics. We're not computers, man. We're human beings, and we play against other human beings. We don't play against numbers and computers. And you know, so your analytics at some stuff might be good when you play against me, but they're not going to be good if you try to do the same thing against Kobe Bryant or LeBron or Michael Jordan or whoever. You know, I don't know, man. It's we've walked into a world where we try to act like the human element doesn't exist, and we've created a mechanism where everything is a computer number, and the computer number is a source of information, but it's not the telltale sign. It's you got to figure it out as you go on, for lack of better words, because we're all different.
Yeah, you got to have a feel for the game still, Coach Martin. I feel like the feel is gone because so many guys just rely on the numbers. Let's go about the flow of the game. Let's look at how the game's been officiated. That, like, let's look at that. Let's not just go to a number and say, well, this number says this. No, I feel like the gut feel of that game, Coach, that environment and that vibe and how it's going that night to lead the way, not what somebody printed off for you on a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's where analytics and the game itself, that's where they collide. You know, it's analytics sound good when you're playing a video game. A little different when you got a human being on the other side, man. You got a human being. You know, there's some things analytics don't measure up against. Heart, toughness, desire, mindset, smarts, athleticism, length, all those things. Those are things that analytics don't describe that. Well, but that's what you play against. Sometimes you play against slower players. Sometimes you play against faster players. What works against a slower player doesn't work against a fast player, and vice versa. And so you can tell me all you want about analytics. And when I mean you, I don't mean you. I'm talking about, like, people want to throw analytics in your face. And I get it. You know, they put the three-point line. You better take advantage of the three-point line, shoot some threes. But if you're a team that just wants to let go of threes, good luck, man, because when you play one of those teams that got a bunch of, you know, what works today might not work tomorrow, but you better have a personality and a consistency with who you are and how you go about your business.
That's good for you, Coach, man. We got your guy, Chris Silver, down here with the College Park Skyhawks. Tell me how happy you are him being out here in the G League with us, Atlanta Hawks here, man. Hopefully he'll get a call up here real soon by some team in the league who use a nice player like him, man.
Yeah, he's having, you know, I don't follow his stats because I'm not a stats guy, but I do understand he's playing really, really well right now. And he's proven himself on an NBA roster. You know, he just needs somebody to give him an opportunity so he can bring, again, analytics. So what he brings to the table is not analytics. It's an unbelievable teammate, courage, tremendous effort, character, demeanor, like competitive as competitive can be, a great teammate, guy coaches kind of just enjoy being around. All that creates positive energy, man. And that's what he, and then on top of that, he's a good basketball player. So hopefully someone gives him a chance. I know he's a man of God. So he doesn't get out of bed and he doesn't live life like mad at anybody. He's going to take advantage of every opportunity given to him and try to uplift the people around him and the people believe in him. And hopefully somebody gives him an opportunity as we move through this.
100%. Well, Coach Barton, it's been a pleasure having the show again. And as always, look forward to seeing you on the live period like we do every year, man. And I hope we talk to you in March. I'll be going to the big dance hopefully as well, Coach.
Hey, my brother, I got to ask you one thing, though.
Yes, sir.
Man, why are you wearing a Scully down in Atlanta, man?
It's chilly today, Coach.
Man, why you, like all these years, man, why are you wearing a Scully down there, man? Now, come on, man. I need two up here, two of them. I need a Scully and then a hat and then my hoodie over it. That's all good.
Hey, Coach, last 2 weeks ago, it was 12 degrees here, Coach, and school was out because it was too cold.
I'm not even going to touch that one. I'm not even going to touch that one.
I couldn't believe it, Coach. Our school because it's too cold. I'm like, really? That's what our school for? Not snow. It's too cold. Like, wow.
Hey, let me know next time we have that day down there. I'm going to fly in there with a T-shirt on.
Coach. Hey, Coach, I'll see you soon. It was fun as always, Coach.
You're the best.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com. Or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.